Our next general method is internal calibration. We're going to look at a couple of types of internal calibration. First method then is standard addition. And the method of standard addition, we add known quantities of our analyte to our unknown sample, and we look for an increase in the signal of the analyte. So this is saying you've got your unknown sample you've collected out in the field, you're running it through the machine, there'll be a response due to the analyte in that sample, and what we're going to do is we're going to add some more analyte to that sample and look for an increase in the signal. So necessarily it's going to involve two runs, a run without the standard being added and a run with the standard being added. We'll get a intensity of our signal due to the analyte and the unknown. And then on the second run, we'll get the intensity due to the analyte plus the standard that we've added to it. Now, we know the concentration of the analyte that we add, so this is our SI. What we don't know is the concentration of the analyte and our unknown. Now, this expression then is given on your formula sheet. All you have to do is explain how you use it. So how you're using it then, you're doing two runs, you're determining the intensity of the signal due to the analyte and the unknown, and due to the analyte and the unknown plus the standard, you know the concentration of the standard, and from that you can solve for UI. Now this method then is widely used in atomic absorption spectroscopy. In particular, it's used for calculating recoveries. A recovery then will mean that if you take a sample of your matrix and you put a certain amount of analyte into that matrix, then you expect to find a 100% recovery when you analyse using your machine. If you don't get 100% recovery, then you've got something wrong with your method. So in this case then, the method of internal calibration using a standard addition can be a way of checking that you're getting the expected instrumental response and that your recoveries are good.